The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
It's time for the Sharks Instant Replay of a great start to a road trip that is very challenging. Final score in Washington, D.C., the San Jose Sharks 3, the Washington Capitals 2. And here's how it all happened tonight in front of a crowd of 18,347 fans at Capital One Arena. The first period ended up totally scoreless. The San Jose Sharks, though, outshot the Capitals 11-5. Thing is, Alex Nedeljkovic had to stop a 2-on-0 breakaway very early in that period to keep the score 0-0. And on the other side of the ice, Logan Thompson made a couple of good stops too. As I mentioned, 11-5 favoring San Jose in period number one. The Sharks certainly were challenged by the Capitals last time they played them, and it would prove to be a situation in which San Jose would get two power play chances early in the game, but they didn't score. Both penalties were taken by Carlson of Washington, but as it turned out, both penalties, which were drawn by Macklin Celebrini, were not successful for the Sharks' power play. And then midway through the second period, Vinny Iorio, the former Capital, playing in this building for the first time since being acquired by the Sharks, took a two-minute holding call that resulted in the Capitals getting the first one of the night on the man advantage. Leonard on the right side gives to Chychrun. Ovechkin wants it. He gets it. He shoots it. It's wide. Rebound. Score! Off the end boards after Ovechkin missed the net. It went off the end board and popped in front, and Dylan Strome backhands went up top. Not much of a chance there for Nedeljkovic to the left side of his goal, and it's 1-0 Washington with that power play goal at 10:58. Big goal there for Strome to put the Caps in front. 1-0 is 11th of the season from Ovechkin and Chychrun. But that would be all that Washington would be able to muster in the second period. And San Jose did not let that goal against on the power play phase them. In fact, they came right back, and they ended up with a big play by a former Capital, Dmitry Orlov, and a finish by Zach Ostapchuk. Dmitry Orlov moves it up the left side. Eklund tips in, and Orlov keeps going. He's in deep. He chips it in front. A chance. Ostapchuk. He scores! On a weird dump-in, the puck bounced off the inboard, and Zach Ostapchuk, right place, right time, and he ties the game 1-1 at 13:27 of the second period. That was a huge goal for Ostapchuk, his third of the season. Dmitry Orlov and William Eklund assisted on the play, but you've got to give a kudos to Alex Nedeljkovic, who handed the puck off to Orlov for that rush up the ice. And, of course, the rush up the ice by Orlov was key to the whole thing. Ostapchuk, though, really Johnny on the spot, getting the puck in front of the net and making no mistake with it to tie the game 1-1. That was at 13:27 of the second period. The Sharks then would put together a line combination of Pavel Regenda, Macklin Celebrini, and Colin Graff, and check out what happened at 14:53. Celebrini's line is out there too. Macklin checked at center ice by a combination of Strome and Ethan Frank, but it goes to Regenda. He moves down the left. He's got a main break from the net. Colin Graff tips it, and he scores! Colin Graff, what a brilliant bit of skating, and Regenda spotted him going down the center lane. He put the puck right on the tape, and Graff tipped it up top. It's 2-1 Sharks. Colin Graff, a beautiful bit of skating and a nice tip up top. His 13th goal of the season. Pavel Regenda getting his first assist as a Shark on the play. Just a perfect soft pass right on the tape. Great timing by Regenda after beating Dylan Strome on the left wing boards to get that puck. That was 2-1 Sharks, and that was a very big goal too. But an even bigger one came from Regenda on an unbelievable play by Macklin Celebrini. Not once, not twice, but perhaps three times in back of the Capitals net to get it to him. Graff trying to center it. Sandin, good defensive play, got a stick on it. But now Celebrini competes for the puck and beats Dowd to it. Knocks it free twice. Centers in front. They score! Regenda gets it from Celebrini. What a spectacular defensive play by Macklin Celebrini. And Regenda makes it 3-1. That turned out to be the game-winning goal. Regenda, a big smile on his face because Celebrini doing all the work behind the net. Macklin and Colin Graf getting the assists on that play. Celebrini now leads the NHL in primary assists, and he's also got 50 points, even strength, number two in the NHL to Nathan MacKinnon. That proved to be the game-winning goal, as I mentioned, because in the third period at 9-11, Ryan Leonard would get his 10th goal of the season, assisted by John Carlson and Martin Ferravari. Nice shot by Leonard as the Sharks got caught on the ice, not able to change, and the Capitals really pushing as hard as they could to get on the board. Kept in now, John Carlson for Washington. Capitals really putting the pressure on here as the Sharks can't get off the ice on the change. Here's a shot by Leonard, and he scores. That was the key to the whole thing. The Sharks could not get their guys off the ice. The Capitals kept puck possession, and Ryan Leonard, you know, he's been kind of whacked here by his coaching staff with a change in line combos, but he didn't make a mistake with that one, and he put a top corner to put the Capitals back in the game. The score now, San Jose 3, Washington 2, with 10:49 to play. But they pushed even harder later when they pulled their goaltender, Thompson, for the extra attacker with about 3 minutes to play. All kinds of pressure, some big saves by Nedeljkovic. And in his 200th NHL game, Nedeljkovic comes up with a huge win to get the Sharks started on this four-game road trip.
Yeah, and you know what? You could tell that the players love playing in front of Nedeljkovic, and both goaltenders for that matter, in regard to how much they're willing to block shots and do those things, and the sacrifice and the ability. You know, this team is growing. You look at the entire third period, they played on their toes, they played the right way, and these are games that they weren't winning a year ago. Now they're finding ways to win them.
Well, Macklin Celebrini with 13 attempts on net, including 6 shots on goal, was 13-6 in the faceoff circle. A really spectacular block in the third period as well. And once again, Celebrini continuing his onslaught on the NHL, as that one assist he got tonight gives him 71 points on the year. But Pavel Regenda, 1 goal and 1 assist, continuing to add to his stock totals and look forward to the Olympics for Team Slovakia. Colin Graf with a goal and an assist, and the Sharks getting the victory for Alex Nedeljkovic in goal. In the game, they outshot the Washington Capitals badly in the first two periods, but Washington came back to outshoot San Jose 14-3 in the third. Most of those chances happened, in fact, either during a power play or during a situation in which the Capitals had the extra attacker on. But San Jose outshot the Capitals 26-23, and they win this contest by the score of 3-2. A couple of big moments in the game, certainly. Zacho Stopchuk taking the puck and tying the game 1-1 after the Capitals took the lead. And then the Sharks coaching staff made a couple of line changes. Pavel Regenda joining Macklin Celebrini and Colin Graf. Regenda coming up with a goal and an assist, as far as that's concerned, with a game-winning goal and certainly outstanding play. But let's not forget about the man who was in the net. Alex Nedeljkovic, in his 200th National Hockey League game, had a 2-on-0 situation in the very opening moments of the contest. And he also made some big, big saves in the third. He stopped Ovechkin. He stopped Ethan Frank. He had a couple of big saves on Beauvillier. And if I'm not mistaken, I think Alex might be with us. You down there?
Yep. Sorry.
Congratulations on your 200th National Hockey League game. What a victory. What are your thoughts on just the whole nature of this game?
You know what? I thought it was awesome. It was a great road game. Took us a second to get our legs, I think. But after the maybe like the 8-9 minute mark of that first period, I thought we were all over them. We were the better team for a good majority of the rest of the way, and that was a pretty dominating second period. Great response by us, you know, giving up a goal there first after we've been kind of all over them to start. It's just a great response. We kept going, we stayed with it, and we got rewarded for some pretty hard work. You know, they weren't the sexiest of goals, but you know what? There's a lot of hard work to them, and you get rewarded when you go to the dirty areas, and we got rewarded quite a bit tonight.
Hey, Alex, it seemed to me like 2 big saves stand out for me, and I know you made a lot of them, but the first one was the 2-on-0 save when, as you mentioned, the team didn't really start out very strong. That was an unreal – I don't know how you stretched out to make that save. And then late in the game against Frank, who came right down the pipe, right down the middle between the hash marks, another fantastic save. I thought those are the two for me that stick out. What more do you have to say about your defense, who were blocking shots and doing those things defensively for you as well?
Yeah, they were great. I thought all night our D-zone was pretty solid. We didn't have that too many – too many high quality breakdowns there for them. Obviously, you know, the second goal, you know, they're skilled group. They had us running around a little bit. They had us caught for I think over a minute and a half on the ice. So their skill kind of took over there. He made a nice play and put a good shot on net with some traffic in front. But I think other than that, they really didn't generate a whole lot 5-on-5 until the very end. There it was 6-on-5, and even then, at that point, you know, we guys were sacrificing their bodies. Mar, Lily, Wenny, you know, probably all five guys on the ice there. And whoever else was back there. We everybody paid a price tonight to win, and that's what it takes to beat good teams, is paying a price, and we did that.
When you're watching from the other end and you see a 19-year-old dominating on almost on every single night, and you see that effort that he made on the Regenda goal, do you just shake your head and say, this is unbelievable what we're witnessing?
Yeah, it's awesome. It's a lot of fun to be on the ice with him, and it's great to be on this side of it. You just see how much confidence he plays with and how much swagger, and it's awesome to see from a 19-year-old, and it's not just in the offensive zone. It's not just with the puck. It's without the puck, too. You know, he was one of those guys out there at 6-on-5 at the end of the game trying to seal the deal for us. So he's an incredible two-way player with obviously a lot of upside on the offensive side of the puck. He's our best player. He's one of our leaders, and it's just very exciting to watch. And you know, it's going to be a great thing for the league for hopefully a very long time.
When we're watching, I've always marveled and been so impressed with goaltenders such as yourself. When, you know, there wasn't a ton of action, but the action that they did have and did create, there were times where your team took over, but then you had to be sharp. The chances that they did get, how do you stay locked in the game when it's kind of flowing like that?
I don't know what other guys do. I kind of talk to myself a little bit, just little cues, little reminders to stay in the moment, stay in the game. And, you know, even after every save, you know, in the second period, they didn't have a lot of looks. First period, they didn't have a lot of looks. But just little reminders, getting that next puck, you know, and always being ready for it. Because, you know, a game like that tonight, you know, like I said, we're dominating for quite a few stretches of time. And then, you know, they come down and they get a quick one. You know, it can kind of spiral a little bit and get out of control a little fast, especially if they, you know, they get a little bit of momentum from that goal. So you just try to do your best to be locked in, for, you know, at all times, and not try, you know, you're not trying too hard just because you haven't felt the puck. You just try to find that flow state and that calm mindset, and you just always keep working for that next puck.
Well, congratulations on the huge win, and congrats on 200 NHL games. That's a lot of games for a goalie. How many do you think that is if you're a player? I'm trying to equate it. I'm saying, like, if 200 games as a goalie is like 600 or 700 games as a player, so you should be very proud of that accomplishment.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Thank you. It's been a lot of fun. You know, like I was saying this morning, I never thought, you know, as a kid that I'd even play one game, you know, let alone 200, and there's guys that have played obviously a whole lot more, but it's just a privilege and an honor to play, to be able to play in this at this level and at this league for, you know, 200 games, and hopefully you can stay healthy and 200 more, you never know. So
absolutely. Well, congratulations on a huge victory on the road against a really good Washington Capitals team. Congrats.
Thank you guys.
Sharks' record now is 11-10 on the road. They are 24-19-3 for 51 points, while the Capitals drop back to 24-18-6, 54 points in the Metropolitan Division race. And so, Washington loses only for the second time in regulation to a Pacific Division team. Meanwhile, on the road, the Sharks are 6-1 in their last seven road contests, and they move on in the second half of this back-to-back to take on the Detroit Red Wings. That's it for our Sharks Instant Replay. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.